All right. So the listeners meeting will start at 11:05 in attendance is John Zimmer, Susan Blackstone, Mary Bushy, and via phone, Donna DeZuka Smith. All right. So the first order of business is we need to ratify the actions taken during the listeners' meeting December 2024. And that was when we first discussed making the first discussed the land schedule and making contiguous land. Charging contiguous lands as individual as okay. Oh my God, I'm blanking on the word. Come on, John, help me.
Well, we were.
Contiguous land having I'm blanking on words. Oh my God. Okay, I'm not organized.
Contiguous properties to be recognized as individual
Right.
lots.
So in the premise of that was so when somebody bought a contiguous in the past, when someone bought a contiguous lot, they would have one house site, one building site, and which is generally graded a little bit higher, the building site, and it is the value of a building site is greater than the value of land, just regular land. So we were losing grand list value because people were buying contiguous property and they were getting this great break on the value of their land. So we made a decision to charge all contiguous land as having additional building lots.
Well, actually, we didn't make a decision. We agreed to comply with the state requirement that we do that.
That's a nice correction, John. So, in the ratification comes in when later we were, when I was doing this whole process, I came upon a property that had several contiguous parcels, but they were purchased before 2015. And we didn't have the breakdown of the contiguous parcels. So I would have had to, or we would have had, someone would have had to dig in and go to the deed reads, reading the deeds, because as of 2015, when the town got reassessed, they didn't delineate contiguous parcels. They just made a whole property. This is your whole property, and you have one building lot. So we made the decision in a listers meeting, and that was not a recorded official listers meeting. It was we just made a decision based on the premises, and we talked to Deanna about it as well, the district advisor, and we made a decision that the time in energy would be wasted. I mean, because we were having a townwide reappraisal, and when the townwide reappraisal happened, then they'd build a different land schedule, and that would be taken care of then. And the reason this makes this fair and equitable is because anybody before 2015 that bought land, they were assessed at a townwide reset. Reappraisal and the land schedule was built based on the 2015 appraisal. And so that's fair and equitable. And then from 2015 till current, everybody and anybody who bought contiguous land got appraised at the higher level. That's the first part of that happened. And the second part that happened is when I was doing the land schedules, I didn't notice that if I put, and if you look, if we, you know what a land schedule looks like, and do you want me to show you something?
Sure.
So you can, I'll just get a land schedule. And the land schedule that I grabbed happens to be Daughter to Zuba Smith. So it was just right on my desk. So if you look at it, it says a building lot, and then it says S1 additional building lot, S2, because she's got three contiguous properties. Then S1 building lot or additional building lot. Then, and you notice the grades of the
So
land.
each contiguous property is considered an additional building lot unless the grade is too poor.
Right. If the grade is too poor and it's and it's proved that it's not a buildable lot, we have,
Okay, well.
yes, then it's not considered a building lot. If it's not buildable, you can't build on it. And then you have acreage other. And if you notice the grades, it starts highest grade to lowest grade. Well, when I originally did the additional building lots, I just added them at on the bottom. And they were coming up with random numbers. And so again, I had to do investigation because it didn't seem fair, because this building lot, you can see a typical, like a grade one building lot two is worth, I think it's worth $35,000. I don't have the loan schedule here. Yep. And so, the schedule was wrong. It has to be put in order to get a fair estimated value. So that was the second change, and that's what needs to be ratified. That we made the decision, first of all, to stop at 2015 or go back only to 2015, to the proper to contiguous properties only 2015. And the second part of that was to go over all the land schedules and make sure they were in the proper order so they were getting assessed at the proper value. And fair, and that's fair. So that's the ratification that we
And
made.
then Deanna agreed with that
Right.
at the state
Yep.
level that we
At the
could.
state level, that's definitely, and that's the way they're doing it, and that's the way they've been doing it, and that's the way it should be done. So.
Okay. So does somebody have to like say, I agree to ratify that?
Make a motion
Make a motion. I make a motion that we ratify that.
the minutes.
The
The
minutes
minutes
and
to.
the decision from last time.
Yeah,
I second it.
I second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All righty.
So there's
Okay.
no public discussion or question or opportunity for questions.
Do you have discussion or a question? I guess, I don't
Yeah,
know. I huh?
certainly. First, may I ask a question?
Well,
It's just a ratification.
first of all, we're just ratifying what we already decided. But yes, you may ask a question.
Okay, because the December meeting that you're talking about, that recorded at all?
Right.
You have an audio or video recording of your December meeting when you discussed this and decided this for our town? You do have a video meeting. That's great. The other thing is when you're saying it's fair and equitable to the town, why only back to December to 2020 to 2015? If you're being fair and equitable to all citizens and the complete town, why aren't you going back to all contiguous properties?
We could only go back to 20 to, we're only going back to 2015 until the townwide reappraisal. And that is considered fair and equitable by
Because 2015 was the
15
last appraisal.
townwide reassessment.
Right.
And if
That's
we
six.
change the 2015 townwide reassessment, if we change that and we go back and change that, then we're just going to throw everything off. So it needs to be, in order to change the properties prior to 2015, we need to have a new townwide reappraisal, and we need to have a new land schedule.
Wouldn't it be fair and equitable to all citizens, taxpaying property owners in Westmore, for you to wait for your next assessment, townwide assessment, which is due shortly? Wouldn't that be more fair and equitable?
That was the discussion we brought up with the state, Deanna, or with Deanna, and they agreed we could do this per their guidelines. So we went with the state. We moved with the state.
An advisor of PVR. She's not your supervisor. She doesn't tell towns how to do things. She's solely a resource and an advisor for the town to decide how to run their town, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
And we took her advice.
Yeah, we took her advice. Yeah. She's
Well, that's fair and equitable, Don. So this is directed to you, because you always seem to want to find out how to increase the tax base, which is can be commendable if it is indeed fair and equitable. So if you're talking about contiguous properties, and how many were there approximately, going back only to 2015?
Oh, 20, 20,
Yeah.
20, 20, the exact number, I can't tell you over the top of my head, but it was between 23 and 28. So,
Okay.
yeah.
So only 23 to 28 out of a total of approximately how many
I don't
properties?
know because I don't know because as I said, we don't have the information of the contiguous parcels that were purchased.
I may not made that clear. I mean total number of parcels in the whole town, not necessarily
Six,
contiguous. I'm talking about
701, 701.
701 total properties, and you decided that fair and equitable we would to go only to into 20 to 23 properties to see if that could increase our tax base. Did you consider any other ways to increase the tax base to make it fair and equitable to all property owners, other than going to contiguous properties?
The intent, yes, it did increase the tax base. That was not our intent. The intent was to comply with the state required treatment for contiguous properties.
But no, the head lister, Mary, said the intent was to make it fair and equitable. There was no, not, she didn't say what you just said about the intent for that, because wouldn't it be more fair and equitable that knowing that you're having a full statewide assessment done in 3 years or less, that to leave it up to a statewide assessor to then say, oh, guess what? We are now going to, because
No, well, I
if
think
a
at the
person
end, Donna, what we looked at.
Yeah, any person that bought property 2015 and thereafter, you had a lister's office that was telling people when they bought contiguous properties. I'm one of them, I'm not the only one. Oh, you bought a contiguous property. Oh, why don't, you bought an adjacent property, why don't you make it contiguous? Because then it benefits you and it benefits the town in that you're not, there's less fragmentation of land, you're keeping the town more rural. So I was led to believe if I'm buying adjacent properties, I only bought one at first. I bought two because the incentive by the town, I was told by the lister's office, was if you buy properties adjacent to yourself, then you're benefiting the town and you're benefiting yourself because you're not defragmenting the land. You're making it the way I was told, the way Westmore enjoyed having it, in that you have bigger parcels. And so I buy one property and I would get told that. So that's why that was one of my incentives to buy a second property, because I was told by the lister's office that it benefited both the town and myself. Okay? And so
Donna, is there an
Don't
end to
you see what I'm
this?
saying?
Donna, can you wrap this up, please?
Well, oh yeah, sure. So my point is, if the Lister's office, and that was the head of the Lister's office at the time, advised me to do such or encouraged me by that, but because that was our town, that Westmore's town standing, why would you not wait until an assessment to change this? Why would you change it without any input from residents that were told otherwise by your very office?
So first of all, we made the changes because it's state statute. So when you buy a contiguous property, it is a state statute that it has to be labeled contiguous, unless there's certain other circumstances, which there is sometimes. It has to be contiguous. Vermont is the only state in the United States that requests that. So you can't decide as a landowner that you don't want your land contiguous. There are certain ways to do it. You can change the deeds, you can leave it, but anyway. And so it's statute. So we're simply following statute. And we're following statute to make it as fair and equitable as we can to everybody. And
but you're saying it's state statute to make it contiguous, but you as Listers have changed half the value of that contiguous property.
The state statute states
Donna, hey, Donna, give Mary a Donna.
The state statute says that we have to assess it the way we're assessing it.
I make a motion. We terminate this discussion and move to our agenda.
Yeah, we just ratified the minutes. That's all. We aren't.
Thank you for the discussion, Donna. But
changing what we decided. We did hear you. We're hearing what you said. We did hear you. We're not changing what we decided. We're just ratifying the
decision to
do that so that it will be recorded, so that it's official.
It was a two-part question. The last question, mm-hmm. part of this, I asked John, were there other things that you considered other than addressing just the 23 to 28 properties out of 701 that you could have considered to get more money into the town, however you want to call it?
Donna, the straight answer.
Parcels that have conditional use and are using it for commercial purposes yet only get taxed the same as me as a residential person?
The answer is yes.
You have considered and have you made any movements to
Donna,
to
I that's
treat
a,
people differently?
The answer is yes. We're going to move on now.
Okay,
so you've already done that, but it wasn't shared with people in the town.
No,
we're
going to
move on
to
the next point, please.
So the townwide reappraisal responses have been, that's the next thing on our agenda. They've been, no, we haven't gotten any responses at all.
Yeah.
So,
well,
oh,
from
I
the
bet
people,
the,
how many people did you send letters out to?
The only 13 assessors that are able to assess in Vermont. I got a response back from one guy, Bentley, and he has a different way of assessing. And so we can discuss that at another time. I want to know what, you know, I talked to Deanna, and I asked her, you know, what do we do? And she gave me four listers, you know, the individual emails for them, the personal emails for them.
Assessors, you mean?
The townwide reappraisers that are.
Yeah, you said listers, but I think you meant.
And she gave me the individual emails for them.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, send them a note, give, you know, tell them how many parcels you have in your town, send them your 411. And ask him if you can get in the queue, you know, if you get mm-hmm. can get in the lineup, and we probably won't get a reassessment until 2030. However, I said, oh yeah, I said the select board will like that. And they did. And however, There's statute, there's laws being debated right now, and this is why we may have not gotten any responses, that the state's just going to take over the reassessments.
They should.
So,
They should.
instead of each town
Yeah.
hiring
Well, you
somebody
know,
for X
yeah.
amount per property, that's a huge expense.
The problem was that with that is we're still going to have to pay for it.
Oh, but the state's going to provide their own appraisers?
Yeah.
So, well, then they would segregate the appraisal with the lister duty. So they would do all appraisals.
But we'd have to pay for them. So, and I'm sure we have to pay more than what the $8.20 they give us per parcel.
Well, we already do. But
So that's gonna, she said it's gonna cost, it will cost about the Bentley guy, that Dave Bentley, 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 yeah, Dave Bentley told me it was probably gonna cost $100,000 because we're such a small town, and they're
that's
the
ridiculous.
assessors are trying to, get like so many properties in an area and then do that whole area.
But they've always done that. They've always done that.
So my question, I brought this up and put it on the agenda. And my question is for you guys, do you have any suggestions that what we should do, or I need direction, direction to where to go with this. I had thought to contact all the towns in the northern Vermont and see which ones are getting assessed, and see if we could do a joint venture and try to get that 110 dollars per parcel down, because if they were doing a big area. But the problem with that is
The
Westmore is so unique. So it's they're gonna want to do like kind properties. So
yeah, but
they might want to do in all the other towns in Vermont around a lake, or have that, or gold towns have already been reassessed.
they've already been reassessed
Yeah.
since
So,
2015. What's the
yeah.
lake and stuff?
No,
It's
well,
ski.
it's a ski area.
The
It's
ski area is a lake. So the
all
gold
the gold
towns
towns.
are ski air.
Will they
High.
won't they ever get rid of that? Because people are buying more and more towns
No.
in the mountain houses in the mountains. They're building everywhere.
They're just unique to themselves.
It's because of the high percentage of second home ownership. And so that's ski towns and lake towns. You know, but that's not going to help us because the problem at the state level is the restricted number of assessors. So we could band together, but there's still a shortage of assessors.
Right, but it would make it more appealing, because we might have, if we got, we got 700 properties. So if we
Yeah.
have if we have
But the
3,500 properties,
best it would do would right now, they're booked out. It's going to 2030 and
30.
2031 because they're booked out. So someone would have to drop a job to move us up or a group of us up. The problem is the state doesn't have the assessment pool.
Like I said, that the suggestion was, oh, and tomorrow is a or Friday is the assessors and listers Vala
Ballot conference.
conference, and the co total conference is gonna there. There's one section of the conference is gonna be totally about townwide reassessments. And the main characters are going to be there that I want to talk to, which is New England Municipal Resource, Tom Vickery, who doesn't do it himself anymore, but he works for, he works for an assessor that does, and Vermont Municipal Assessors. So those are the three that use NMRA,
Yeah.
and they're going to be here. There and there's going to be one other that does Vermont town, and is specifically Northern Vermont towns, because and but they use different software besides CAMA.
Yeah.
I don't know if you notice, Burke changed to the I can't think of the not CAMA, but the sheets that come out like square. I can't think of the name of it, but they use a different software. So you, but you'd have to buy a different software program, and I don't know how much. I'm gonna get the information tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone isn't on the same thing.
No, they don't use the same software.
Does the state have the same software? Is that NMRIC?
No.
Well, the state used to use NMRIC as their main software source, but they're switching now, and they're switching over to Vermont PI, and they're trying to do it themselves. They're trying to get out of being so reliable on a independent company like
But I think my question to the state, if you're there tomorrow, is it's the same thing, is if the state's going to take it over, right?
if the state's going to take over,
If
yeah,
the
they're
state's going to take it
fighting.
over, they still have the same problem of too few assessors. So what does that do? It doesn't. So they'll take it over. They got the same assessor pool.
No, they're gonna they want the property valuation and review to do it.
No, but they want that, but they don't have the assessors.
Right.
They don't have, it's the same pool that we're all fighting for. It's scheduled out to 2031. So it's not going to help. I think the real question is, why aren't they looking at doing it differently? Like Massachusetts. Massachusetts looks at sales reports every year and they adjust the valuations
Right.
by the market value to market value each year
And yeah, we
based.
can't do that.
I
By statute, we can't do that.
know. That's what I mean. They have to look at, they're trying to put lipstick on the pig. If you have
They
the
have to go
same, if
down
the
like,
bottleneck is the assessor pool, it's still going to be a problem if the state takes it over.
because they
You
don't
don't
have
have enough
well,
assessors.
no,
What if they have
if they,
state trained assessors,
yeah, well, no,
like
that's what
a
they,
big program to try to boost that in
yeah.
the
Well,
next few
no, they
years or
have,
something.
okay, there's 13 companies that can do or licensed to do a townwide
Yeah,
assessment,
but
but there's 82 licensed assessors in the state.
right, but they're booked out till 2030, so they're so far behind. Even if it goes to the state, you got the same 82 who are so backed up
Yeah.
now
So
under the
what do
way
they
they
do?
do it. It's not gonna do a
I don't
thing.
know.
They're
I don't
not.
know. I'll find out tomorrow,
Oh,
more
they're
tomorrow.
anticipating
So
it to be that late. That's they should,
it's a
you
problem.
know, and they can't do partial, you know, partial
Yeah,
towns
good.
or like A to
Well,
L and
they have been doing a lot of statistical reappraisals.
that's what
Like a
the other
town that's
states
been,
do.
yeah,
That's
the town's been appraised, like say it's been appraised in 2023 instead of doing a complete reappraisal. They do a statistical reappraisal, which would be they look at it and like if it was Westmore, it might be just lakefront property. You know, they see a wicked change, so they just reassess lakefront property. And that's why I'm going to suggest, and I suggest that when we finally get the townwide reassessment, that we do start doing a rolling assessment. So we would do a third, the listers would do a third of the town each year, and literally focus. And that sets you up for a statistical reappraisal the next time, so it's not so expensive. The
Yeah.
next time you need to be appraised, they can look at it and say, okay, so they don't need a full townwide reappraisal. They just need a statistical reappraisal. So that's where.
All right, but the long and short is we don't have a reassessment on the horizon until 2030 or 31,
Right.
right?
Yeah, and I gotta get in. We have to get in the queue though. We have to,
Right.
and
Well,
that's my
to your point,
problem right now.
we can I can we have an account. The town has an account on the Vermont bid
I have
website.
the website, and I was gonna do that yesterday, but I don't have the login. And Elaine said that you might have it.
I do. I
Okay,
do.
so if you give me that login, I will put it in.
Okay.
And then tomorrow will be my I'm gonna bring
Because
the
you'll
RFPs and but they're gonna go over what in one of the trainings that I'm gonna take Friday, they're gonna go over what the assessors want in an RFP. So they're not doing, I mean,
no.
that they're not doing the RFP, basically copy and paste, copy and paste basically every town I see, every town has an RP almost exactly like ours.
Right.
They're not going door to door. They're not going in every house anymore. They're just not doing it that way.
I didn't think they were. Yeah.
They're changing the way that you do it.
Yeah.
And that, as a matter of fact, since we're doing that, and since we're getting everything recorded in official notes, so in doing my reassessments this year, I realized in talking to everybody and talking to about the reappraisal and reassessment, I'm not going to do the site visits, or we're not going to do it. So Susan and I generally, or you know, we do it. We do the assessments. We're not going to do so many site visits anymore. We're going to depend on the people. So you get a building permit, because that's the way we mainly do it. You get a building permit, and it's got a drawing. It's got a good drawing. We can do basically just a drive by look, and send a questionnaire to the people. And complete our reassessments that way, rather than the time consuming way that we do it now.
Yeah, and then just reserve the big visits for new construction and major additions.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Right. And I mean, I've already started that anyway. We've already started that. And when we go to a house, like a new house, and we assess it to 100% value, and they never did before. And then we do a chart, right? Remember,
yep.
John, we came up with using that chart. And so we do a percentage. We did that on, what's his name's property? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
The big house over.
Yeah, with a
Overton
barn.
Overton. No, whatever
Zed,
his name
Zed
is.
Eli
yeah.
Overton.
Okay.
So.
But what happens if you, like, if somebody, like, we discovered at that other house that was actually a whole addition, not just the front part. Like, was strangers there. You know, we didn't, we went up and we
well,
looked.
Well, they had
did
two,
it.
But they had two building permits, and I was only looking at one. They had a building permit for an addition, and they
okay,
had,
so building permits are a really good
yep,
way to go by.
Right. But then remember the house we went to with the building permit, and it was a new house, and there was a garage on the property that had never been assessed.
They just built
And
that and didn't get a
city
permit.
And no, I looked back, and there was a building permit.
But
otherwise,
the other way,
yeah, it never got assessed. No.
The other thing is, when a house comes up for sale, is we look at the real estate listing,
yeah,
and we'll get, if someone did something like that, it would jump out at us.
Yeah. I catch a lot.
Because they're pretty,
yeah,
bad
catch a lot on that. Because then they have the pictures of the inside. You can see what's been done.
Yeah. And a lot of them will have like one bathroom and one bedroom, and they go up for sale, and it's all of a sudden it's a two
and a half house.
Yeah. Or there's a new garage.
So generally,
so
garages don't go,
unnoticed,
go
right.
unnoticed. That was a surprise, but I did find a building permit for it, and I remember going out and driving up, and it wasn't built yet.
Oh,
and I guess it just got missed.
They did everything at the same time, but we didn't know when it was done.
Yeah,
because when you went out there, it wasn't done.
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
but unfortunately that happens. So
yeah.
So that's why the drive-bys. Yeah. So
do we have anything else on there?
Other business.
I don't think so.
Anybody?
I just got a question. How many tax bills have come back with no forwarding address? But they started coming in?
There's been quite a few. I'll say roughly 10.
This is sort of a list
or something.
Sort of a tax.
Yeah, because what I think is happening was because of the system being messed up and things that there's a backlog of property transfers that need to get done, which would then have corrected the part from it and saying. And the way sometimes there was like how it goes by numbers, 20, 25, and then it'll go 30, 31, 30, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them I was getting like the higher numbers first because they put it in the basket this way. So I have to go to the bottom of the basket to make sure that all the ones that
And then
are,
come.
that they don't come in order exactly. I know it.
So basically,
I think it's a backlog in what I've been doing, either because of questions or because the system didn't work. I'm saying the system, I mean the computer wasn't set up right.
Right.
And because I also couldn't print.
No, I was just wondering.
So it was like, okay, all this pile
the
here,
portion
property cards, and that's why I didn't.
The portion of the returns were people that sold their house after April 1st.
Sure.
So that's expected, you know, that's expected.
Right. But then that'll show up in the PTTR. Like you said, you go back and look at the updates.
Yeah, it'll all get done pretty, you know, soon. I think.
But have they started coming in yet? Because it's been about a month.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we've gotten a bunch. And then I'm trying to rectify where they go to.
Okay.
Or whether it's been sold and goes to, you know, like how that works. So it's kind of a slow process because it's the first year I've been doing this. But I understand it better. And,
She's
you know,
good.
I'm trying to get on top of making sure all those things. Because if I had any questions, I would put them in a different pile and then we'd have to go through them. So they weren't getting done in a timely fashion. So that's not
now
my
they
fault.
They are though. No, now
yeah.
They are.
It's
Now,
getting done.
She
because we
understands.
pa right, we're past that point too, because the bills would have gone out.
Right. If being that it's property that was sold after April 1st, generally it really doesn't matter because the taxes are being paid because they're withheld by the lawyer.
Yeah, so there's a little
you
bit
know,
another
right.
checking
Right.
up to make sure they've paid them before. That's the next step that I didn't realize was checking to make sure the taxes have been paid before I send out a bill.
Right.
Resend it. You know, like the one person that we just encountered today.
Yep. The
yesterday,
amount of
today.
taxes
So,
that are coming back and the amount of changes, address changes, are way down.
Oh, wait, okay. No,
They're way down.
The reason I was asking is last year it was up.
Oh my God.
Last year was.
Yeah. And that's when we just started doing sending out with the tax bill that if your address changed, please let us know.
Oh, okay.
We just started doing that.
Oh, okay.
So with the before.
So there must have been a lot before.
Oh, yeah. We had about 30%. You know,
that's a lot of posting.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that high, but it was. We had a lot of people that.
We've had a lot of changes. We've had a lot of sales, which we never
No,
had
exactly.
Before. We only had, like, you could count on your fingers and toes how many sales we have in the town
Really?
Over a 10-year period.
Well, I just want to be certain that, like, right now today's the 10th, so they have
Months. How many?
40 more days before it's due, and I just want
When
to make
is
sure
it due?
October 20th. So I
Oh.
just want to make sure if they come back, we're getting them out right away again, so that the they have a chance to.
Okay, yeah, that would be a priority to make sure it, but if they're sold. See, I don't think I've really gotten back any that from people that, you know, like live here or whatever. I don't know. I think it's mostly been people that, like you said, the property's been sold.
Sold.
And so it's either paid already by the previous person, you know, and so that's, you know, kind of, we don't need to worry about that, but.
Yeah, we just need to
I don't
worry
think
that
there's
the
a lot
addresses
that
that we
are
have.
coming back of people that just don't have a mailbox out there or something, you
Right.
know, no receptacle
No.
or, you know, or maybe it needs to go to their daughter, you know, or something like that. You know, there's maybe.
No, we still got time, but I just want to be as they come through. We turn them around as much as possible because we still had two. We had two from last year. We never got the rest. We just got Kyle Busavis, and
I just met with
just
him again
got
today. He
it.
said,
And
I happened to pop up the Facebook and his
I saw it. I grabbed it and sent
camp.
it to Anne.
And I so I messaged him. He said, you know, because he said he'd call, and I said, you easily can email, and I gave him the email. You know, the listener's email address. You can easily email, I said.
Well, I noticed he gave You know, he gave us a phone number and an email address. He still didn't give us his home address. So if
Oh, he did give you a...
Yeah, it came in. He gave an email and a phone number on that email, but he did not give a home address. So we still don't know where to mail something to him.
Right.
So he hasn't got his new bill either.
You can't email him the tax bill?
We can now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ann, it's with Ann now because he's a...
delinquent. Okay.
I've been doing that. I've just been emailing. Like, I've just been emailing stuff. If I look at... The tax bill comes back and I have an email address. I email them the taxes and say, your tax bill came back. Can we have your correct address?
Yeah.
You know, just...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why, actually, that's a good step. If you get one back, see if there's an email in there first and email it to them.
Yeah,
right away.
Most of the people not. But, you know, you can look people up. Found that one guy doesn't... Anyways,
yeah,
or name names, but whatever, you know, people have all kinds of different situations, you know,
sure.
Each one's different.
Yeah,
so we'll just try to get through it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't think of anything else. I mean, for
actually, I have three questions.
Okay.
Number one, Mary, you referred to a statute that refers to concerning the contiguous parcels. Could you tell me which statute that was?
Yeah, I'll email you that information.
Okay. And then, John, you mentioned about gold town status. Maybe it was Mary also that spoke about it. Does that have to do with how many homestead versus how many non-homesteads we have?
Indirectly. It's not homestead. It's was statute passed in 1969 or something, and it designated 78 towns as gold towns. Not sure exactly all that determined that, but if I had to summarize it, it's basically the big ski town and lake towns.
I can send you the statute.
Yeah, there was a statute that actually listed the towns.
Yeah, I can
you
send you
said,
that.
You said it was basically the number of second
it,
homes.
It's highly, highly,
highly
correlates.
All the time.
Highly correlates to the
We don't
proportion
love it.
Of,
I don't
the
love
proportion
it.
of second homes to first homes.
Well, they may have made that
right.
back
so,
in the 60s.
But if it's your first home, that normally that would be your homestead, correct? Most people, that it's their primary home, it would be homestead. Secondary homes tend to be non-homestead.
Right.
Okay. I would think that the numbers should come in handy, because when we look at our town, that we have 2,200 homesteads, but we have 2,400 non-homestead. It's no longer that much out of kilter as it used to be. It's close to getting 50-50, and perhaps
no,
well,
no,
bring that up to
no,
the
no. No,
no, you're totally
it's still way skewed.
Uh-huh.
There's 320 residents, 354 residents, and it swells to 4,000 in the summer.
Yeah, I can tell you we have, I had that number just the other day, 100. We don't have over 200 homesteaders.
Yeah, and we have 700 properties.
Properties.
So it's about 14%.
I guess I was looking at the tax rate, between the yes, tax
yeah,
rates.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's
the
it's,
other question. Let me say the gold town and then tomorrow's meeting that you're attending for training in that. I was wondering if do you know if it's on the agenda or if it isn't? If you could bring it up on the agenda, that the one of the things that there had been talk about amongst other towns in Vermont was this whole problem with state assessments, and that there is only 80 something available, and because a lot of them are mom and pop shops, because it used to work well in this state, but just like they did for the utilities when they reassessed the utilities, there has been discussion about doing regions instead of towns next time with state assessments, and perhaps that's where we could keep number one, the cost down on complete statewide assessments in towns, if they did it by regions or counties, because the whole reason with Vermont why it's so expensive with the mom and pop shops, the bigger companies will not come in. But they managed to do that. That's why a lot of our utility things were reassessed, because the utility company saying that, hey, some of our places are overassessed in certain towns. So the state and the utilities invested in getting professional assessors outside the state by doing them as blocks. And perhaps, hopefully that discussion will take place tomorrow. If not, if you could try to bring that up, saying, could that be considered? Because then if the state took over, it could end up being cheaper assessments, because other assessment companies outside the state would be willing to come in then.
That's what, that's what we talk about in every assessors and listers meeting. And I personally attend one every, the first Wednesday of every month. And I listen to all the Senate and in Congress's discussions, and I mean, that's my job, that's part of my job, so I listen to it all the time, and that's the all the workshops I'm going to tomorrow morning are focused on just that. So
it's actually Friday,
right?
Not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Bye. Have a good day.
Is there anything else?
No.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned as of 11:51. Thank you, Donna.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now I'm going to turn off this recording. Oops.
That's Elaine.
Elaine.
She's allowed.
The town clerk's office isn't open today.
I'm going to post all that trash stuff. I've just been trying to figure out how to say it.
What? Oh, you have to erase that part.
Stop. Oh, she wasn't. She was listening on the phone. So, wait.